T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
I listen every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
The way kids are parented in this day and age are there's just a lot of folks involved in a lot of cases.
Yeah.
Like it's like people are seriously like directly involved. Like grandparents, like aunts and uncles, like that. In fact, I remember there was a conversation. I don't remember whether we were moving to Portland. It was when I was a step, and grandma wanted to know when her time with the girls was going to be. Like she expected to be in the schedule.
Okay.
Right.
You know, I saw my grandparents once a quarter. Hmm. Maybe 3 times a year.
Kind of how it was for us too.
Yeah. Holidays, maybe once in the summer. You know,
sure.
Could be a spring break here and there.
Once every couple of months.
But now there's a lot more direct involvement.
There's a lot more multi-generational households. Even I read a story that grandparents live with the kids and the kids' grandkids.
Yep, 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 mm-hmm. yep. Or the kids are living with the you know what I mean. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. My mom, my dad play grandpa and grandma babysitter every single day.
Are you aware of a time when maybe they've taken that role a little too much to heart and decided that they can make decisions on their own for the health, welfare, and entertainment of the child that may not jive with what the parent would like to do?
My mom is very respectful of my brother and my sister-in-law, but there are several times where she just like lets the kids, like Molly's very wants the kids to be like clothed at all times. She doesn't want to be the hoodlum child that runs around the neighborhood and, you know, underwear and that's it. So she always has them clothed, and my parents don't care because they raised us and we ran around the neighborhood in diapers.
Yeah.
So it didn't bother them at all. So they don't care. They see it as funny. And they're posting photos or whatever. My brother and sister-in-law don't
mortified.
See it that way.
Yeah. And they're mortified that their children might be running around.
Yeah, exactly.
Little hillbillies.
So it's a constant conversation with them about my parents, about like, hey, can you just make sure you're not posting photos of my half-naked children running around the neighborhood looking like hoodlums?
Well, it's the old tale, and we've heard this a bajillion times. And basically it's 702-364-9898. We would love to hear your story. It's the tried and true. This one got nipped in the bud, though. This one got caught before it got too out of hand. But apparently, grandparents who spend quite a bit of time with the young lady, who is, I think she's right about your son's age.
Yeah.
I think she's like 10-ish.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so she spends a lot of time with the grandparents, and they decided that it was about time for her to have a cell phone.
Oh, grandparents decided.
Grandparents decided.
Ooh.
It was time for her to have a cell phone. And I believe there was a little bit of a leap in there in the middle, if I'm understanding the story correctly. There was a little bit of a leap in the middle of they weren't quite sure that the mom could afford it. So they just went ahead and took the step in the interest of child safety. So then there's going to be this big reveal, because you know the kid's going to be excited about it, to have their own,
their
own phone. They're, of course, grandparents, of course. No. They're doing it so they can check in, so everybody can check in and know where the kid is. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And it's not their call.
And at the very last second, the mom realizes something's up and says, what are you doing? What is that? What is that that you're reaching for behind the table? And grandpa basically is like, don't tell her. And grandma goes, it's a phone. And the mom blows up and says, what do you think you're doing?
Like, how dare you?
Yeah. Who do you think you are? I'm not giving my kid a phone. Who do you think you are? So the question becomes, so here's what I said. We would throw this out there. She was wondering if she's being a bad parent. And I said, as long as your kid's not being harmed, there's no wrong answer. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? If you think what you're doing is the right thing, you're doing the right thing. If you're keeping them warm and fed and protected, then you're doing the right thing. You are not a bad parent. But I wonder how many other people this has happened to. 702-364-9898. When did someone other than the parents decide to make what probably should have been a parent's decision?
Real funny. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
When did the parents, the grandparents, the aunts, the uncles, somebody else who's involved. Maybe it's a caretaker. Maybe it's a babysitter.
True.
We've heard these stories. We've heard these horror stories forever where the parents are going, wait a minute, what? I didn't authorize this. Amber, you were living with your mom.
Right.
By the way, thank you for calling in from Summerlin this morning. And your mom decided to tell you what?
She said, this is back when I was still living with her, but she said that she might as well be my son's mother because she was better equipped to make decisions on his behalf.
Oh, my God.
How dare she?
Yeah, that's nice. Thanks, Mom. Thanks for the encouragement.
How did you respond?
I said some choice words that I don't think are appropriate for the radio.
Right. Did she ever act on it, though? Did she ever just go, well, you know, I don't think his hair should look like this? You know, or something along those lines?
No, actually, she liked the haircut that I got him. But, I moved out before she could continue with her antics. And I decided, I don't talk to her as much. My grandmother now is my allotted babysitter for him.
Sure. That's somebody who didn't think it through.
Right.
No
good comes of that. Even if you believe it with every fiber of your being, there's just no way you've decided that your relationship with your daughter at that point is over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're going to tell her that you're a better mother than she is to her own child.
The worst thing you can do is tell a mother that she's not a good mother. And that's what that matriarchal tyranny was all about.
Exactly.
Angie in Summerlin, here's the haircut story. Angie in Summerlin, what'd you say?
Toronto? No, Southwest.
Oh, hi, Angie. Angie in Southwest, sure.
She's not in Summerlin.
No, you're not in Summerlin. They won't let you in there. The HOA won't let you move in.
I did a weird thing one time, and then we'll that. Anyway. So my sister, Shanna, she has a daughter, and when she was one, my mom was like, I just feel like her bangs are getting a little long. We should cut them. My sister said, okay, but you better go. I want to give her her first haircut. And my mom thought she better do, and she cut her hair. And for months, everyone thought my niece was a little boy because of this ridiculous haircut my mom gave.
Oh, man. Yikes.
Oh, my God.
You can't do it. You can't do that without getting
some... You can't go behind the mom's back. Yeah. Are you serious?
Not getting some sort of permission. This is their kid. Hot Ryan in the Northwest. On one hand, you like to help, yeah?
The advice I ask for, yes. The unsolicited advice, not so much.
Right.
But, and I'm getting even more infuriated listening to the two stories before me. But, you know, our kids are our kids to screw up. You guys had your chance, grandparents, aunts, uncles, you know, and I turned out fine. My parents are great parents, and that's wonderful. But they're not my son's parents. So and they haven't, thankfully. But for grandparents, aunts, uncles, babysitters, whoever, to cross that line, like you guys said, how dare you? That's my child to screw up. And if he ends up as a horrible adult or a horrible teenager, that's on me. And I got to deal with that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh. No, it's all true. It's all true. Have a great day. Thank you, Hot Rod. Sin in Henderson, you're living this.
Yes, with my dad. It's, you know, I limit tablet time to an hour. Whatever they want to do for an hour, do. Bang. But my dad just keeps giving in, and I don't have a say in it. It got to a point where my dad and I stopped talking for a while because, you know, it gets to be too much. And then now I'm coming to the conclusion, maybe I should be easy on him, because he is getting older. It is free childcare, and maybe he's doing it because he doesn't want to pay attention to them.
That's true. No, that's exactly what it is.
Oh, I'll tell you, if you got quieter. Kids and they're busy, you give them a tablet. Oh, it's so peaceful.
So quiet.
They're a lot quieter. Katie and Henderson, your in-laws just took a step that maybe went a little too far.
Yeah, I'm not a huge on going to church. I don't think I should have to go to believe, but Caden was only 3 months because, you know, Caden's mommy.
Oh, Caden's mommy, ladies and gentlemen. Caden's mommy.
They took him to a church event, and he was only 3 months old. Didn't tell me, or I would have put pants on him. But nope, he was in just a snap onesie, no pants, no jacket, and it was in December.
Okay, would it have been, but would it have been worse had they dressed him up, you know, grandma's little man.
And they would have told me that they were going, I would have been like, okay, that's fine, but don't go behind my back.
Isn't that really the key to life? And I'm going to write this down because this may end up being the final exam today. Really, isn't the key to life just putting pants on and getting permission? No, putting pants on and telling somebody what you're doing.
Greatest
honestly,
life advice
so,
ever.
Yeah, you can avoid so many problems in life. That's if you put pants on and let people know what you're doing.
We've collaborated on this one now. So you can avoid so many problems in life by doing what? Two things. Putting pants on and telling somebody what you're doing. It's true. It's just true. This Jennifer, this phone thing, it's like we were talking about you.
Right. Well, yeah, because I made sure that I have an 11-year-old son, and I made sure, like, with my in-law, my mother-in-law, and I live with my dad, they know to ask me first. Before they do anything like big or any kind of electronics or anything like that. And like this summer when my son was with his grandmother, they even called me about his haircut, you know, before they give him a haircut. Because I established those boundaries from day one.
Yeah, and that's what you have to do.
Yeah.
You know, that's it.
No, it's not okay.
You can't just assume that, you know, they're going to come tell you everything. You know, you have to tell them. If you're thinking about doing this, you got to tell me first because, you know, otherwise they're not going to know. You know, they're not going to know to tell you. I guess common sense is comes from every tool with these people that you've been talking to earlier today, but it's just crazy to think not to tell the parent first, but you have to establish those boundaries, you know?
Yeah, but that stuff happens. Kayla, go ahead.
I'm just going to say, like, you can establish boundaries all you want, but grandparents take liberties, y'all. So, I mean,
right.
They do. I remember when I was a kid at Christmas time, my mom would go, nope, no Christmas, no presents till Christmas Day. And then my grandma would come downstairs. She goes, you want a present?
Yeah, you want presents? You want a present? Yeah, yeah. I'm your favorite, right?
I'm your favorite.
And they're looking at you going, you tell me how to raise a kid. I wiped your butt. You know where you came from? Literally. 98.5 KLJ.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.